Dean Richards with us and the entertainment news of the day now. Let's start with Fantastic Four, Dean.
Yeah, we've got some pretty hot trailers that just came out over the last couple of days. Wouldn't really make too much sense for me to, you know, play the audio for you now because they're so visual. But I would just want to bring it to your attention. So if you get a, if you're a Marvel Universe fan, you know that some of the Marvel movies, like Spider-Man, like Fantastic Four, have not been under the Marvel Studios banner. It's been under other movie studios banners. And now they have retained the rights, Marvel Studios, to the Fantastic Four. So even though there have been some Fantastic Four movies that have been out, now this time it's going to get the Marvel Cinematic Universe stamp of approval, and that's going to be out in May of this coming year. But look for that trailer that is online. You've got Pedro Pascal in it. You've got Vanessa Kirby, the Bears, Eben Moss, Backrack, Joseph Quinn, even John Malkovich is in this movie. Did I say May? This is going to actually be July the 25th. There's also a new trailer out for the new Jurassic Park movie, and a lot of people have been waiting for this because Scarlett Johansson stars in this one with Mahershala Ali and Jonathan Bailey. Jurassic World Rebirth trailer is now on a YouTube near you.
And talk about the Goonies reunion.
Yeah, this is this was an event that actually took place the other day. The actor Ki Hui Kwan, the Oscar winner from Everything Everywhere All at Once, is starring in his own movie now. He's a leading man in this movie called Love Hurts that opens on Friday. And they did one of those Hollywood Walk of Fame things for him. And all of his old Goonies buddies, he starred in Goonies, and he starred back in the day in a Jurassic Park movie early on. They were all out at the event. Among them were Josh Brolin, Sean Astin, Corey Feldman, Cary Grant, Jeff Cohn. And they all took a picture together. It was fun to see them together again. And, of course, the talk is, you know, are they going to make another Goonies movie together? And all of them said that they would like to do it. So, you know, if a movie studio was smart, I think they would jump on something like that.
Yeah, no kidding. Since he left Yellowstone, Kevin Costner's had a movie that kind of bombed, and he's got a documentary now. What's the deal with him? Does he have enough money? He didn't need the Yellowstone money?
Well, the Yellowstone money went to that series that was going to be a 12-hour film series, the three movie film series, and the first movie in that series was a huge bomb. And what's going to happen to the other two, we don't know. But Kevin Costner, fortunately, has plenty of money to spare,
I guess,
and he has decided to do a docuseries which will trace the footsteps of the 1903 Yosemite exhibition. A former President Theodore Roosevelt, which sounds super interesting to me. And could that sound any more Kevin Costner? Good heavens. That just sounds like something. So he's going to, you know, trace the trail that they went on back in 1903. I'm sure it's going to be very, very interesting. It comes out on video on home video on streaming this coming Friday. So if anyone is interested in anything like that, it's called Yellowstone to Yosemite, a new docuseries from Kevin Costner.
And it's Farewell Ozzy Osbourne. Dean?
Yeah. Pigeons all over the world are breathing a sigh of relief. But, heavy metalers are kind of sad that Ozzy has decided to call it quits. Black Sabbath will reunite for a short time, but Ozzy Osbourne has announced that he will make his final appearance with the band July 5th in Birmingham, the UK. It will feature the first full reunion of Black Sabbath's original lineup, first time that they've all gotten together in almost 20 years. Ozzy has had some medical setbacks through the years. I guess he is doing fairly okay, at least right now. But he's going to do one more show, one last set of screaming on stage, and then call it quits.
All right, let's get to what's good to watch on TV now.
Well, if you're a fan of Amy Schumer, she's got a new comedy that is out on Netflix. It's actually streaming right now. She plays a woman who fakes a pregnancy in order to get attention. And while she is doing that, meets the love of her life. The movie is called Kinda Pregnant. Again, streaming on Netflix right now. Also, this week, we've got something called Apple Cider Vinegar. This starts tomorrow on Netflix, about a young woman who becomes an Instagram sensation when she fakes brain cancer to gain social media followers. Apple Cider Vinegar begins tomorrow on Netflix. If you're a fan of the series Sweet Magnolias, season 4 is streaming right now. We also have something that is called Celebrity Bear Hunt that features celebrities dropped into the jungle of Costa Rica, and they have to evade capture by the legendary survival show host Bear Grylls. That one is streaming now on Netflix. The Kardashians are back. Half of you are loving that. Half of you are cringing that season 6 of their reality show begins streaming tomorrow on Hulu. Got a couple of good documentaries. I love these animal documentaries. This one is called My Best Friend is an Animal, that looks at the bonds between humans and the animal kingdom. I find these absolutely fascinating. This one is streaming now on Hulu. There's also one that is called Burden of Guilt, about a woman who believes that she killed her own baby brother while she was a toddler. And the woman is searching for the truth on this. Burden of Guilt is streaming now on Paramount Plus. And if you're a Disney fan, I think you will enjoy the 30th anniversary presentation of Lion King on stage, done sort of concert style, featuring the voices of the original Lion King and also the reimagined versions of it. Lion King at the Hollywood Bowl, it is called, begins streaming on Disney Plus. How do you fall on Lion King? I know you're not crazy about musicals, but this is so classic.
Yeah, it was okay. There was enough melodic good music to right. keep me interested in that one. Yeah. You know, we just finished the last episode of this season. I guess there's another season of Black Doves, the Keira Knightley series, the thriller. That's pretty good.
Is it? Okay, good.
But there's so much time between, I don't know when the next season is going to be dropped, and then you forget everything that happened, and meanwhile you're trying to watch other shows. It's too hard to watch television today.
It is.
Isn't it?
It was so much easier when there was channels 2, 5, 7, and 9.
and then maybe UHF channel 32.
Sometimes it was a little tricky trying to decide between PJ Hoff and Floyd Calber.
That's it, though.
Or Harry Volkman. Those were the big choices that we made. There's too much. There's too much to watch right now. I mean, you know, I report on what's coming out. There is no possible way that I could watch all of these series that I talk about.
No.
Generally, I watch, you know, maybe 2 or 3 of the episodes to kind of get a feel of, you know, what these series are about.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have time, I go back and try to watch the rest of it. But with movies coming out and other series and, you know, it's like that Lucy and Ethel conveyor belt of chocolates coming down the line. And, I try to get to most of them, but some of them, fall off the belt. And, and I don't get to them all. I don't know how people have time to watch everything that's out there. Yet you hear people all the time go, you know, you hear their conversations about, oh, yeah, we binge this, we binge that, we watch this, we watch that. It's like, who has time for that?
Well, I think business is down in the bookstore, if you know what I mean. Let's talk about what's on WGN-TV in about an hour. Dean, cooking, and this sounds like ethnicities colliding, Dean.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I took the nacho concept, you know, which is usually like ground beef and Mexican style spices and, you know, tortilla chips and all that, and I Greekized it a little bit. I'm calling this Greek nachos, but really what it is sort of a deconstructed gyro sandwich, taking all the ingredients that you would know and love in a gyro sandwich, and I'm doing it on a big old platter that you can put out on your Super Bowl appetizer table on Friday. So you've got the gyros meat, or as you Americans call it, gyros meat. The gyros, there's the gyros meat. There is feta cheese, of course, in it, onions, tomatoes, cucumbers, that lovely tzatziki sauce, the cucumber dill sauce that goes on top of it. And I'm telling you what, anytime I've ever put this out as you know, like an appetizer, it goes like crazy. And I don't use tortilla chips. I use you can toast up pita bread if you want to, if you really want to get authentic. But what I use, because I like the extra crunchiness to it all, you know, they sell pita chips now in the snack aisle. And I put that as the base, and everything else goes on top of it. And I'm going to show you how to do it at about 9:35. Also, by the way, talking about Super Bowl appetizers, I'm going to be out at the Jewel Store in River Forest tomorrow with the Sandwich King, Jeff Morrow. He and I are going to be doing some Super Bowl appetizers together. And anytime I can spend a whole morning at a Jewel Store, I am one happy Uncle Dean.
pick us up some eggs while you're out there.
Well, I don't have enough money for that.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Nacho, nacho man. I want to be a nacho man.